Lori Yord is joining us this morning, and she is going to fill us in on what's happening at the Watermark Art Center. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Maggie, and good morning, David. I really appreciate this opportunity to chat with people about the Art Center.
All right,
very close to my heart.
Here's the riddle, Lori. Why did the Watermark walk across the road?
To get to the other side, David, of course. And some of that is actually very true. We were buried in what used to be a library, the Carnegie Library, and people came on a regular basis to check out books, but a lot of people didn't realize that there was an art center in the building. And just about the time that the city council was realizing the building was in desperate need of repair, we were also noticing that we were bursting at the seams with the projects we were offering, and that we really needed more space. So we began looking around, and luckily the old Lakeside Lukens building was for sale.
Right across the street.
Right across the street. And with the help of a USDA loan, the Watermark was able to purchase the building. And then we rented some of the rooms out for a while to help support us while we made the transition. And as many of you have seen now driving down Bemidji Avenue, we finally started working on it.
So when it's all done, what opportunities do you need? Do you see that you're going to have there that you didn't have at the Carnegie?
Well, for one thing, David, we're going to have a much more space. At the Carnegie, we had one main area to show work, and now we will have four major galleries, an education space, and a shop as well. One of our galleries, the Sandy and Marley Call Gallery, will be 2,000 square feet, so there will be a great deal of space there. Can even have two or three shows simultaneously, as well as room for sculpture because the ceilings are going to be high. In fact, the rafters will be showing in our gallery spaces. That's going to give it a nice industrial look. having an art education space, art studio space, is major for us because we've been traveling to other artist studios. We've been renting other facilities in order to have our workshops. And now we're going to have our own space that's well-stocked right in the middle of our building. So no more loading up things in the car and trying to find a space to meet. This is really going to be a game changer for workshops and classes.
You'll be grooming the pipeline of future artists with all those workshops, huh?
Exactly. Then the galleries, a couple of our galleries are dedicated. One is a gallery that BSU will be renting from Watermark. And they will be showing major works from their Clevin collection, which is a collection of prints, and also their Harlow collection, which is a ceramic of very significant ceramic collection. It will take years to go through what BSU has accumulated, and these are wonderful works of art that will be on view at all times in the Art Center on a rotating basis, so you will be able to see different works from that collection any time of the year. Also, we have a gallery space that is dedicated to Native American work. It's called Mekonnen, which means trails. And it has its own gallery director, Karen Goulet, who has just done a marvelous job laying groundwork for this new gallery. It's very exciting for the community as a whole because at last we can go to a place where there is traditional and contemporary artwork being shown from our local Native American artists, as well as traveling shows from across the United States. So the word Mekonnen was actually chosen by a committee that is made up of mostly indigenous peoples, and they chose the name because it is kind of, Bemidji has traditionally been the meeting place of between three reservations. It has also, there are many trails that we take, pathways we take in life, in particular the artist and so forth. So I mean, we all take different paths in life, but we thought it was kind of significant in terms of an artist's development as well.
We are talking with Lori Yord from the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji about the new center that is under construction now in the old Lukens building across the street from the former art center. Lori, what does it take to change a grocery store into an art center? That sounds like a really big project.
It is a big project. And I guess like all big projects, it takes a drive. Executive director, Lori Frechet-Denay, has really worn so many hats in the last few years, it's unbelievable. But it takes a lot of drive, a lot of dedication, and time and money, of course. That's always a feature. I'm happy to say that we're nearly at 75% of our goal for this project, which is a $3 million goal.
So it's the fundraising hasn't stopped yet, and in fact, you were telling me off the air that there's some fundraising opportunity for matching money right now?
That is correct. Due to the generosity of a donor, an anonymous donor, we are able to offer matching funds right now for donations made, and so that's very exciting. You can go online to make a donation at our website, watermarkartcenter.org. You can also call us because people like to donate in different ways. We do have a form to fill out. It's very short. And we are more than happy to receive donations at this time.
How about the retail space?
Yes, there's going to be a new shop. We had a small shop in our old location, and we actually, in our temporary location, a shop is open. The new shop is going to be much bigger, and we'll have actually some space to show work within the shop, and it will provide an income stream for artists in the area.
And then I think that Lori Donay might be talking about this next week, but your big event of the summer this year is coming up in about 9-10 days hence.
Yes, that is correct. It's our annual Art in the Park, and you may have seen in the paper that it's our 50th anniversary. It will be Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd. Saturday night, we're having a special birthday bash. There are going to be musicians performing and free cake if you come by.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for talking with us this morning, and we'll look forward to hearing more about Art in the Park, and good luck, as always, with your project with the new Art Center.
Well, thank you so much, and we so appreciate your support at KBXE.
All righty. Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Lori Yord. She is, I think, the president of the board of directors of the Watermark Arts Center. I'm not quite sure what her title is, but she said that with good weather, they'll be moving in hopefully before the end of the calendar year.